What if you fell asleep today and woke up 2,000 years in the future? This isn't science fiction, but the alleged experience of Paul Amadeus Dinac, a Swiss-Austrian teacher who claimed his consciousness traveled to the year 3906 during a year-long coma in the 1920s. While his body lay motionless in a Zurich hospital, Dinac reportedly inhabited the mind of Andreas Northam, experiencing an entire year in a transformed world. Upon awakening, he documented everything in a 1,500-page diary, later entrusted to his Greek student George Papachatzis. Fearing ridicule in an era when such claims would lead to institutionalization, Dinac never publicly shared his story before his death in 1924. His manuscript survived wars and dictatorships, circulating in philosophical circles before finally reaching wider audiences decades later. Was this the most elaborate near-death experience ever recorded, or something more profound? Imagine regional spanning cities, personal flying Linsens, and massive mobile Raggiosas transporting thousands along continental highways. The Swiss-Italian lakes have become a modern Babylon with mountaintop mansions. Entertainment has evolved beyond screens to fully immersive Reagenswage experiences that transport you to different times and places, from 18th-century French ships to authentic Martian landscapes. Yet, alongside technological advancement, exists a return to natural living. Agriculture has reverted to traditional methods, though now weather independent. Even shepherds use sophisticated instruments with memory and judgment similar to human minds. This future represents a reimagined human-environment relationship, neither rejecting progress nor becoming enslaved by it. At civilization's heart lies the Valley of the Roses, humanity's spiritual capital, housing 6 million. Endless rose fields in every hue surround gleaming temples and meditation gardens. Under aurora-like light, precious gems adorn building facades. Interconnected temples honor fundamental human experiences: love and peace, suffering, maternity, research, and sacrifice. The valley's crowning achievement is the Pantheon, a vast circular structure displaying life-size statues of humanity's greatest minds. Einstein stands with Newton, Pythagoras converses with Homer, Buddha meditates near Bach. Unlike political or economic capitals, this serves as the capital of dreams and beauty, drawing millions on annual pilgrimages, honoring especially the unsung martyrs of earlier eras. The most profound transformation in this future world was perceptual, not technological. In 3382, philosopher Alexis Vallky experienced direct knowledge during a ceremony in the Valley of the Roses, triggering a cascade of expanded consciousness across thousands globally, a phenomenon called the Nibelwerch. This perceptual revolution revealed material and spiritual worlds as a single great reality. What previous eras called spiritual became understood as objectively real, accessible through expanded human consciousness. Religious concepts weren't rejected or accepted literally, but reinterpreted as symbolic approximations of now directly perceivable truths. The immediate aftermath brought crisis as people lost motivation for ordinary life, their spiritual revelations overwhelming normal drives. As one leader noted, it is very difficult to keep those who are dying of thirst from running straight towards a well when one appears before them. This raises profound questions. Are our perceptual limitations merely evolutionary adaptations rather than absolute boundaries? What might lie beyond our current understanding of reality? The path to this enlightened future was turbulent. Dinac describes how the 20th century marked European decline, with materialistic values spreading globally while inner development was neglected. Society embraced standardized industrial products as art devolved into primitivism. Automation reduced time for moral self-reflection, creating inner poverty amid survival struggles. This decline culminated in a terrible calamity in 2309, a medium-scale nuclear war that spared only Scandinavia and Baltic regions. Northern Europeans subsequently recolonized the devastated continent, explaining why the future language Dinoch encountered blended English with Scandinavian roots. A turning point came in 2396 when the Universal Commonwealth was established under John Tering's leadership, marking year one of their new chronology. Mars colonization began in 2204, but ended with the Great Holocaust in 2265, a climate catastrophe killing 20 million colonists and ending humanity's interplanetary ambitions. What's more striking? How close we might come to self-destruction? Or how resilient our species proves in rebuilding from catastrophe? Nothing reveals humanity's evolution more clearly than their transformed approach to relationships. Physical relationships begin only after age 19, following mandatory service periods. Young people practice abstinence not from religious doctrine, but from understanding emotional maturity. Their moral code opposes frequent partner changes and dishonesty rather than sexuality itself. Deception is considered inexcusable. People simply tell partners the truth about their feelings, often resulting in forgiveness or amicable separation. This radical honesty creates partnerships based on complete transparency. When new love disrupts established partnerships, there are no bitter divorces or legal battles. Partners approach such situations with remarkable maturity, each typically leaving the decision to the other from genuine concern for their partner's happiness. As Stefan explains, we have a highly developed sense of caring and understanding for our fellow men, the exact opposite of the selfishness and primitive instincts of your time. Imagine how different our lives might be if we approached relationships with such emotional evolution, transcending jealousy and possessiveness for genuine care. Professor Line argues that the greatest realities are the ones we're unaware of, invisible and incomprehensible to our limited perception. The separation between physical and spiritual realms is merely subjective. There exists only a single great reality inhabited by beings with varying cognitive capacities. Stefan proposes that human perception of time is flawed. What appears as past, present, and future may actually be an eternal present within the great reality. This concept explains how Dinoch's consciousness traveled through time and how his love for Anna reappeared through Sylvia. Perhaps most striking is the suggestion that artistic creation reveals pre-existing truths rather than inventing them. History's greatest artists, philosophers, and religious leaders unknowingly expressed the same divine meanings through different forms. After the Nibelwerch, dreams and ideals became more substantial than material reality, elevating mad poets to prophets whose visions proved authentic. Could our visionaries be glimpsing aspects of reality that exist just beyond our normal perception? Whether we view Dinoch's account as truth, vision, or fiction, it serves as a mirror reflecting our potential and limitations. This future society achieved what seems impossible today: universal comfort without competition, technology serving spiritual growth rather than material gain, and relationships based on genuine care rather than possession. Their greatest triumph wasn't mastering external reality, but transforming their inner landscape, evolving from human robots driven by survival anxiety into beings capable of authentic love and moral clarity. The ideal to love thy neighbor, often unattainable today, became their lived reality. The most valuable aspect of this account isn't its prediction of technologies or social structures, but its reminder that another way of being human is possible. The spiritual thirst evident in our art, philosophy, and religious traditions points toward a consciousness capable of perceiving the unity underlying existence. What if the future calls to us not just to warn of catastrophes, but to remind us of who we might become?